Tell you what, Brent Mack.
Yes, PT.
The day's a bit like you.
What are you talking about?
Looking ordinary.
Yeah, good head for radio. Don't worry about that.
And Kermit the Frog's jealous. The Queen stole his outfit. Have you turn around and have a look at that?
I can see it in the reflection in the studio
window. That's amazing.
That's a shade of green, isn't it?
That is a shade of green, absolutely. And it's top to toe as well. The hat. Brett Mack, good morning and welcome to Monday.
Yeah, morning to you, PT.
We started with a little bit of a giggle. That's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Because the polar air is coming up, and let me tell you, it's pretty ordinary out there.
Can you remember a winter starting this badly in Ballarat?
No, I cannot, as a matter of fact.
It's
normally,
so freezing, isn't it?
Normally we come out of a nice mild autumn, and that continues for just a little while.
Yeah.
Into the first few weeks of winter, but No, because it sucks us in, that type of, you know, mild weather going into winter.
Yeah.
Because at the back end, when you get to the end of the winter, you go, oh, thank God it's over. Mm-hmm. Warmer days are here. Mm-hmm. And the warmer days take about another 2 months to roll in.
We even had a snow flurry at our place last week.
Did you?
Yeah, it didn't settle on the ground, but it was certainly in the sky.
Little birdie tells me, Brett Mack, that you had a fairly good weekend. As a matter of fact, you went out for brunch with the lovely Mandy yesterday.
Yes, la-di-da. It's not breakfast.
It's
not lunch. It's brunch. Basically what it means is you're a real slacker and you get up late on a Sunday morning and you've missed breakfast.
How good is a Sunday sleep in, though?
It's a good thing,
isn't it?
It's
bloody fantastic. Where'd you go, by the way?
We went to our local cafe, El Nord, in Ballarat North.
Right, can you show me the invoice or is it cash for comment?
No. We paid for it. Don't worry about that.
You'll be paying for it on the exercise bike for quite some time to come.
Yeah, exactly right. Those cooked brekkies, they put on a few calories, but they're delicious.
It's nice to just do that little something-something every now and then, isn't it?
Very true.
We got a cracker of a Facebook feature this morning after I was reading about a story of a US woman who holds the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of cow-related items.
Cow?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Her cow collector's museum has grown to 19,827 pieces.
Wow.
What is it that you like to collect, Brett Mack? That is our Facebook feature this morning. I know you collect flowers because you're in the doghouse that often. You need never-ending supply.
Yeah, I need a whole hot house just dedicated for my stuff-ups.
I collect AAA concert passes.
What do you mean?
You know, the access all area.
Oh, AAA. When you go to a Red Hot Summer Tour. Fancy Pants area thing.
Yeah, that's it. You get to go into the Fancy Pants area.
Yeah, okay.
So I've got a collection of those going on. I have a record collection, a CD collection. There you go.
Yeah.
An MP3 collection on my iPod that's now defunct.
Yeah.
Do you collect anything?
Oh, I used to collect a lot of records in the day.
Did
and
you?
CDs and DVDs, but that's sort of all come to a grinding halt now, rightly or wrongly.
Well, Leslie's popped a photo up, and you can now add photos to your comments on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Did you know that? It's a thing.
Of course I did, PT.
It's a thing. She's popped up her collection of Queen memorabilia, because the Platinum Jubilee has wrapped up now.
Queen played for the Queen.
She's got countless books and pieces from the reigns of Queen Victoria, King Edward VII, and Georges IV and V.
Mm.
There you go. Mm-hmm. We want to know what you collect. Facebook.com/Radio3BA. Someone said money. Oh, I'm hearing you. Wazza collects money.
I collect money very badly.
I'm a big fan of collecting money, let me tell you.